is the centenary of Nelson Mandela's birth, and celebrations honoring the great icon have been going on all day across the country. And yesterday, former US President Barack Obama presented a lengthy speech speaking, among other things, to the ills that result from years of inequality and injustice. And in South Africa, where poverty, unemployment and inequality remain serious issues, it's a good start for ordinary South Africans who are able to lend a helping hand. But ultimately, it makes sense to strive for a society that improves those three highlighted ills on a 24/7 basis. Joining me to talk about a pro bono initiative in the education space, I'm joined by Agnes Nugent. She's a director at the Academy. So, Agnes, you're a director of the Academy, and it is involved in the education space. Just tell us a bit about what the Academy does.
Okay, so it's run by St. John's College, and the program is run for boys from grade 10, 11 and 12 who go to school in the inner city. And the masters at St. John's decided that it was time that they started to give back to the community, which is so close to the very privileged school, St. John's. And so these boys come in the afternoons after they've been to school, and they have lessons in math, science, English. It's now been extended to things like geography and computers. And these boys are helping to reach their full potential so that they can go on to tertiary institutions and do well.
Now, we know that from what you've explained, this is the extension of a hand to help the less privileged get ahead academically. But in terms of funding that, how do you fund that? Even if you don't charge fees necessarily, but for book materials and things like that, where do you source the money from?
Well, it doesn't come out of the St. John's coffers as such, but we do rely on donations, and many, many of the parents of St. John's College are very generous with donations. We also hold some functions at the school where the funding comes from, but we also rely on outside companies to give us some help. It costs about 10,000 rand per year per child. And that includes a meal every day, it includes transport, it includes a uniform, it includes camps. Of course, the teachers don't charge to teach the lessons, and all of the facilities here are obviously free for the boys.
Mm. And what do you think this program does for those boys, and how long has it been running, and have you seen success stories come from it?
Well, it's been running for 10 years. And we had our 10th anniversary celebration a couple of weeks ago, and we invited the boys who had been through the program to come to the function. And we have got some amazing, beautiful, wonderful success stories. The boys have mostly graduated or are still at university. We have engineers, we have actuarial scientists, we have economists, and these boys are all, you know, just shining in the world.
Mm, that's wonderful. You know, this issue is not just about the academics, is it? I mean, it's a holistic thing that it does to these young men, right?
Most definitely. Their role models at home are not always present, and so they have role models here. They get taught life skills, and the whole program, although it's not measurable, these boys stand proud. They go back to their schools, they help their peer group at their schools, and they're ready to face the world. They go to interviews and usually get the jobs because they feel that they have been empowered through this program.
Do you feel that it's important for South Africans to not just extend a hand and on Mandela Day, that in fact programs like yours, they need to be replicated around the country? We should be helping every day.
Most definitely. It's nice to do general acts of kindness, but to have a sustainable program like we have is makes a huge difference. It helps the boys, it helps their parents, and then extends into their communities. And these boys, you know, stand proud in their communities.
Absolutely.
So I think if there were more of these programs, I think we would, it would be wonderful.
Absolutely. So now tell me, just broadly speaking, we know that the situation in terms of education in South Africa is not great for the vast majority of people. Do you have any ideas in terms of what needs to be done, maybe whether it's the overhauling of the curriculum? What needs to be done, you know, to get for us to get back to basics in education in South Africa?
No, that's quite a difficult question to answer. I do think dedication from teachers makes a big difference. I think that schools that aren't very well resourced still get good results because they have the dedication from teachers and strong leaders. Mm. So I think that's the most important part of education in the government schools.
That was Agnes Nugent. She's a director at the Academy. You can get that full interview with Agnes Nugent on our MoneyWeb website. That's all we have time for. Do have a pleasant evening.